一利特大学英语综合教程拓展训练第二册
Unit 1 Part 2 Development of 4 R Skills Listening Section A Listening Comprehension Task 1 Now listen to a news item and answer question 1
The hard lives of aging migrant workers have come to national attention lately.The media have reported that many migrant workers over age of 50 say they want to save as much money as their body allows for them to continue earning. They have no pensions, which are enjoyed by urban workers, and many are still the chief earners of their families. They keep up their stamina by eating more meat and conceal their age by dyeing their hair.Commentator Cheng Zhenwei writes on rednet.cn that while the physical well-being of these migrant workers is worrisome, the conditions of their families and their children are a bigger concern. Many of the migrant workers' children are also poor and have little means to support their parents. Worse still, they often don't have the stomach and will for hard work,and also lack the skills to find better-paying jobs. The worst thing facing aging migrant workers is not their own difficult economic situation, but the lack of hope and the prospect of inherited poverty on the part of their children, according to Cheng.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.Now listen to the item again and answer question 3. Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. The holiday season always means you need to get some shopping done. People tend to buy impulsively for either an exciting product or an exciting price. Whether you are shopping online or in physical stores,Here are some tips for you to curb your impulses and stay within your budget. Physical stores are often designed or arranged to be full of temptations. Essential or cheaper products are at the back of the store, where shoppers can't access them without first encountering more expensive products. Some stores are perfumed because pleasant scents have been shown to make people more impulsive.But if you have a plan and visit the stores with a more defined idea of what you want, then these tricks won't work on you. Set up some rules for yourself. The Wall Street Journal recently followed some Americans into a grocery store and observed their decisions. Some couples make a point of shopping together so they can put checks on each other's impulses. Others avoid using shopping carts because they're wary of feeling the need to fill them up.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5. Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7.
The latest news from China's job market surprised many people. A survey by Zhaopin.com finds that about half of white-collar workersintend to change jobs after the Spring Festival, with 14% having already done so. The most actively job-changing group is public servants, with a 30% increase year-on-year in the number of job changes. Some commentators have linked this to the party's intensifying campaign to crack down on corrupt officials, saying part of the drive for leaving public service jobs is the lack of grey income these days due to the anti-waste and anti-corruption campaign. Xiang Xiaoping argues in rednet.cn that such a presumed guilty analysis is unfair. The number of corrupt officials investigated so far represents a tiny fraction of the millions of public servants nationwide and shouldn't ruin their collective reputation, according to Xiang.Another reason for more public servants leaving their government jobs is the reform of government employees' pension scheme. Like enterprise workers, government employees will also have to pay toward their pension benefits. The new scheme has made it easier for government employees to move to the private sector, writes Xiang.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8. Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12.
Writing a diary is rare nowadays, but Li Huana, 22, an accounting major at Guangzhou University, made it popular again among college students in Guangzhou. She organized an activity named Floating Diary with other members of Xiaogu Club, a cross-university student association in Guangzhou. Students can write a diary entry in a notebook and then pass it to others to do the same. More than 60 students have given it a try. We want to strengthen contact between students in different universities, Li explained. Lo Zi, 18, a chemistry major at South China Normal University, said it really helped her make friends. Our connection moved from diary to reality, she said. We didn't meet each other to simply pass the notebook, but chatted for a long time. Many students then kept in contact. What Luo enjoyed most was the feeling of reading the diaries. When she got a notebook full of 56 student stories, she kept reading it until 4 a.m., even though she had exams in the morning. A variety of the writings impressed me. Most shared positive stories and encouraged me a lot, she said. To ensure the activity went smoothly, they collected every participant's contact info and let everyone know. They also made a strict schedule for floating diaries. If they encounter problems, they can directly contact us or previous holders, Li said.
Section B, Listening-Based Integrated Tasks. Task 1, Listening and Dictation.
Hey, look at this poster for a stamp show. Well done.
Mr. Smith, it's you who taught me how to make a poster.
Good for you. So this is your product?
Yeah. Are you also interested in stamp collecting?
Not only interested in it. You know, I have a few rare stamps from the UK.
Really? We'll be so happy to have you at the show.
And there it says there is an exchange corner during the show?
Yes. Do you want to have some Chinese stamps?
Sure. I have always been interested in Chinese culture, and stamps can tell us a lot about a country and its culture.
That's also one of our purposes for organizing the show.
Task 2. Use of grammar and structure.
Directions. There are 10 blanks in the following dialogue. For each blank, there are 4 choices. You're required to choose the one that fits best into the context.
Where would you like to go for our vacation this year?
I went to that cabin last year. It was fun going fishing on the lake.
Yes, but I remember all the black flies, too. Besides, I didn't think it was much fun.
I really loved it. We went hiking along the mountain trails. We even learned to ride horses.
All I remember about the horses was that I was thrown off. What do you think of the trip we made to the seashore?
Do you mean the cottage we rented 2 years ago?
Maybe not the exact same place, but something like it. The trip was terrific. I remember catching a small marlin.
I liked going to that amusement park where there were wild animals, remember? We could see them while driving through the park. The monkeys came up to our car and we fed them.
You're right. That's a perfect place. Let's spend our vacation there.